The streets of Luanda, Angola, are filled once again this morning by crowds of well-wishers and pilgrims hoping to catch a glimpse of Pope Benedict XVI. The Pope, who arrived yesterday in the Southwest African nation on the second and final leg of his pastoral journey to Africa, is due to leave the Apostolic Nunciature any moment now to make his way by car towards the Church of St. Paul, where at 10 o'clock local time he will celebrate Mass with the priests, religious and ecclesial movements of Angola and São Tomé. To the delight of waiting crowds last night, Pope Benedict appeared at the window of the Nunciature, where he blessed those faithful holding vigil. Indeed, since his arrival yesterday, every step of his journey on Angolan soil has been accompanied by the enthusiasm of the Angolan people. In his first address to the nation, Pope Benedict yesterday urged Angolans to continue on the path of reconciliation after nearly three decades of civil war, saying dialogue could overcome all conflict and tension. Later in his speak to civic leaders and diplomats, he strongly condemned the unspeakable sexual violence against women in Africa and urged governments to protect unborn life. Later today, the Holy Father will meet with Catholic movements for the promotion of women. But Pope Benedict's final appointment yesterday evening was with the nation's bishops, where he announced the erection of a new diocese. John Baptist Tumisimi is on the ground with Pope Benedict and sent us this report.
Para o favorecer ainda mais, tomei a decisão de criar uma nova diocese em Angola, com território
Pope Benedict concluded his first day in Angola with a meeting with the bishops of Angola and São Tomé. The two countries form one episcopal conference. In his opening address, he praised God who, by his grace, has enabled the faith to grow in these two countries. He reminded the bishops that it was God who called them to his service and encouraged them to be strong even in moments of difficulties because God would reward them for all their apostolic work. Conscious of the ministry he has been called to carry out in the unity of the Church, the Holy Father asked the bishops to assure their faithful of his constant concern for them.
De facto, contra o relativismo diffuso che nada riconosce come definitivo.
Angola marks this year 517 years of evangelization. The Holy Father said one of the challenges to evangelization today is the widespread attitude that negates God as the absolute truth. But he said Christian hope is rooted in Jesus Christ, who provides man with the power to discern between error and truth. He noted that the future of the faith lies, among other factors, in the area of education. The Church in Angola, he said, enjoys renowned academic institutions which could be used to make the Catholic voice heard in discussions of issues affecting national life in these countries. The Church can use them also to explore, in the light of faith, the questions emerging from science. The Pope noted that the media of communication play an important role today in shaping models of behavior.
Uma destas realidades humanas hoje é sujeita a múltiplas dificuldades e ameaças é a família.
One institution presently faced with numerous challenges and threats related to the media is the family. Families, he said, are particularly in need of evangelization and practical support. He called upon the bishops to defend the family and the sacredness of human life.
Que Deus vos confiou.
From Luanda in Angola, this is John Baptist Tumusime.